last week, a number of times we told you about the Jobs Expo. And last year there was great hunger. It was new to Galway last year when it came. This is the second year to come to Galway. And we did tell you those huge interest. And then those huge interest were people ringing us saying, where's Job Expo on? What time is it starting at? Do I have to register in advance? And all the other questions that were asked. But anyway, Kevin Brannigan joins me on the line today. Kevin, good morning to you.
Hi, Keith. Good morning.
Good success, I'm told. Great success, I'm told.
Oh, it went very, very well. Very busy crowds and very steady throughout the whole day. We started at 10 o'clock and it's fair to say that the general feeling was that we were all exhausted when it was over because there wasn't a single moment for the entire day where there weren't streams of people coming in the door.
So there will be good employment, people will be moving jobs, people will be changing careers just because of this?
Well, for sure. And the feedback we got from pretty much all of the exhibitors was that there was a very high level of people who came in, you know, from the local area. But I think also what was really encouraging was that people were prepared. So people were aware of what they wanted to find out. They'd done their research and were arriving to speak to specific employers. So I think, you know, it's fair to say the general feeling was that there was a very strong level of people from, you know, from Galway who'd come along. And I think there were a lot of connections made.
And just moving forward then to the exhibitors, of those that came looking, I mean, you had a diverse group of people coming and looking indeed for employees. They came from all over.
Yeah, well, we people primarily from Galway City and County, but people from wider afield.
The Isle of Man I'm thinking of there now.
Yeah, so the employers, particularly the Isle of Man, the Isle of Man government are looking for people to go and live in the Isle of Man, and it does have appeal. It sounds like a lovely place from what they say. But we, you know, multinational companies, and we had potentially people, local indigenous companies, you know, some larger companies like PhoneWatch, SiteMinder, Boston Scientific, Aviva, all of those types of employers. And I think because they spanned retail to medtech, to all of the different types of areas, it gave a great choice and it made for a very wide selection of people who attended the exhibition as well.
So what time did you finish up at in Salton?
4 o'clock, and then we all had a drink in the bar in the Galway Bay Hotel because we were all shattered after it.
4 p.m. And you only had the one drink and went home then?
Absolutely. But just, if I could say, Keith, just that if there are people who aren't able to make it, you know, it does happen. People register and for whatever reason they can't make it on the day. We do still have all the information up on the website, which is jobsexpo.ie. And all of the exhibitors are listed there and their contact details. And also, we'll be putting up videos on all the seminars as well, because we had a great range of seminars which took place throughout the whole day. We had discussions about interview skills, how to write the CV, all of the things that are of use to people. And all of those will be up available on the website later today as well for people who weren't able to make it.
Okay, jobsexpo.ie. Talk to you next year. Kevin Brannigan, thank you indeed for joining us. Go to the website if you missed it or you just want to catch up or you missed a business card or otherwise or a contact detail, just go to jobsexpo.ie for further details. Galway Gardaí join us shortly. They're looking for your assistance. Stay tuned for that and more to come.